This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thinkers of the world to take charge. And we're here to help you do that on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Monday, December the 5th. On the air is Jay Kirshner with me and you, trying to figure out whatever it is that you want to know. Whatever you want, ask, seek, and you shall find. Social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Do you ever get questions from listeners who say, what the heck is he talking about? Well, why are you talking about that, right? Anybody ask for clarity?
No, but story about the gummy bears, which we started to talk about one day, and a few days went by, and we didn't circle back to it, actually.
Surprise.
We had a lot of comments that were like, seriously, what is the gummy bear story?
Right. What in the world is going on with those gummy bears? Well, I think we clarified that nicely, though, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
I think
in case anybody missed it, it was somebody found a multi-million-dollar check on the ground to, what was it, not Hasbro, that's a game.
It's 46 million bucks or something, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And
pay for gummy bears.
Called the company and was like, hey, I found this check. And so they're like, okay, rip it up. And he did. And then he received a thank you package of six little packs of gummy bears.
Yes, ain't that sweet. So what's going on in North Carolina? The curfew that in one of the counties in North Carolina started, a lot of people without power, vandals shot up the electric substation. What in the world? What are you, nuts? It was a targeted attack. Was it random, but was it terrorism? Or was it just a couple of dopes from the local with the guns and shoot them up and shoot whatever you can shoot? It's not clear which of those.
Was it a statement on something? Was it like with the tire people who are letting air out of tires and people who are ruining paintings? Was it anything kind of like that or just hoodlum vandalism?
Right. The FBI is in it. They'll find him. Tell me why it makes a difference that Chris Christie's niece got taken off of a plane. Why is he the headline? He's not responsible for her. She's his niece. He probably had nothing to do with her. Just the fact that he is connected to her in family, the fact that she
association,
right,
situation.
Smuggling cocaine into the country, not very smart. But once again, and by the way, apparently she was beaten up on the deputies who were trying to get her off of the plane. But again, so why is it news that this lady is Chris Christie's niece? He's not responsible for what she did.
Right, and what happened is news in and of itself. It's something that would be printed about and spoken about and everything. But the fact that, because we do see this sometimes where it's like, well, we're only talking about this because of who their relationship is.
Exactly.
Or who the family is. Otherwise, this wouldn't be news. This situation would be news regardless. So, again, why? Why was that needed in the title, in the header, not just a little sentence somewhere in the body of it?
So I have a hard time, as you know, over the past year or so, as we've talked about Brittany Griner and what has happened to her because she brought marijuana into the country, into Russia. There are a lot of people on the news media side that want to pay attention to her and track her, and you know how horrible it is that she's living in a Russian penal colony. It's not a fate that I'd want. So there have been a lot of people who have tried to explain what the hardships are like over there. And I don't know whether I think it's being overdone. I usually I don't talk about it when I see it, or I recoil. And I'm not sure how much support there is for her. I think it's horrible that she's there. I wouldn't want to be there under any circumstance. And is she a poster child for doing the wrong thing? Is that the value of, is she going to actually stay in jail for 9 years? You can sure bet that our relationship with the Russians at the moment is so bad, I wouldn't be holding my breath for her.
Well, and also, is she made an example of because she's an American?
Yep, she is. Oh, yeah, I think absolutely, no question about that. There are groups of morality police in most of these countries, the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians. I was talking earlier about the official end over the weekend of the morality police. They've shut down. They call themselves the Guidance Patrol. Okay, that's the translation from Iranian. Now, this goes back to September with the death of that young woman. Remember, she was in custody because she wasn't wearing the right garb. She was violating hijab laws. Mm-hmm. And Masa, so now, say again?
Her name, Mahsa Amini.
Yeah. So now the demonstrators have demanded, especially women and younger Iranians, that all of this stuff be reevaluated. Imagine killing somebody because they wore the wrong thing. We can't even imagine that in America, although there are morality police here. There are. Let's face it. You go to church, and if you don't wear the right outfit, the old lady in the last row is looking at you. If a woman walks into church with pants on, I've seen that. Oh, that's terrible. How do you do that?
And that's what's people are offended when women wear pants.
Oh, yeah. In certain churches? Well, yes. Certain denominations? You bet. Yeah. Well, think about this. What comes to mind first, excuse me, are the requirements if you're a Hasidic Jew for wearing certain women have to wear skirts, they can't wear pants, and they have to go down to their ankles. The children have a certain dress code. The young boys and girls do. The men have to wear black suits, black hats, and have beards. That's required, otherwise you get tossed out. Same thing can be said for the Amish. There are requirements. If I go to a lot of auctions, and because of the part of the world I live in, a lot of the Amish from New York State and Pennsylvania come to these auctions. They all are dressed exactly the same. The young boys are all dressed in the same outfit their fathers are dressed in, same kind of hat. The girls the same way with dresses. They never wear pants. So I guess in a manner of speaking, that's self-imposed, though. The government doesn't say, you must wear this or you must wear that. That's the difference between living in a free society, well, almost free, here in America. We're not really free, but we're kind of free. We're more free than the Iranians, the Russians, and the Chinese, and lots of places in Africa. Yeah, we're certainly much freer than they are. But I think it's very interesting, and the news media here is played it up, and rightfully so, because the Iranian leadership, a bunch of curs. So the whole business about over these the demonstrations across Iran, 450 people have been killed. 18,000 people have been arrested by the security police because of the demonstrations. This is bigger than what happened in 1979 during the revolution in terms of people. The whole business, the focal point is, what are we going to bring ourselves into? Because the education system in Iran is very good. They have great schools, they have great hospitals, that sort of thing, and people in Iran are pretty educated. And that's one of the reasons that so many of them come to America. The doctors, lawyers. I had a very good friend in Los Angeles whose father ran a hospital in Iran. She was trained as a nurse. She came over here and started one of those oxygen, what do they call those things that you get into, an oxygen chamber. Yeah, it's not an oxygen bar. Yeah, no. Well, those too. But this is something that's going on to bring those people. They'll get into the 20th century, the 21st century, or whatever. Maybe move ahead into at least modern times. There's a collection of internal email exchanges from Twitter released over the weekend. Elon Musk implying they provide insight into their willingness, the previous management, to suppress content based on the focal point of your political realities. right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and not this
the
is
the whole Hunter Biden situation.
Yeah, right. Yeah, then that's a that is the Hunter Biden thing is really a sticky wicket, and I think one of the reasons Biden doesn't run again because they've never nobody's ever gotten to the bottom of this. The influence, whether the Russians were paying his son and that money got into his bank account. And anyway, Musk approves of the revelation, and he actually posted about it before the remix, if you will. It's kind of like a radio station remixing an old song and bringing it back again with new information. I just think that this is that I don't know. I don't. This is one of the reasons I don't like to do politics because it's so clear that it divides us. But Hunter Biden's not a good guy. There's no way I look into this stuff. He's a crook, and his father, whether he's implicit in it, I don't know that he is. I think he's smarter than that. But you know, he loves his son, so he's going to try to protect him. But the kid's dirty. I don't see the, you know, you can find all the laptops and look at all of this. My gut tells me that he's dirty. And
but just also
that,
the proof that like the story and information was pushed down, was purposely not shown that time
on Twitter,
purposefully not shown in news.
Right. Yep. So there's both sides. That's, you know, Facebook is pushed, that kind of liberal stuff would push that out of the way. And we all know that Elon Musk is no liberal. And so, you know, he's going to sort of favor what the Republicans like or what people right of center like or what so-called conservatives like. And so back again to what's the truth? You know, you got this side over here. And it influences that social media platform, and then there's another over here. It's like the news and the suit against Fox, you know, for the story on what happened to the election machines, all of that stuff. It's pretty dirty stuff. 18 past, this is Good Day.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details. This week at Staples, save 60% on
thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on
happy holidays, Nana.
Save 60% on
you are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back at 23 after the hour now, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, Monday the 5th of December. Hi. Hi. How are you doing? Hi. Nice to have you here. There was a Dolly Parton special on TV. Was it Friday night, Saturday night? I happened to come across. I thought it was awful. As a fan of Dolly, I want her to sing. I don't want to see a bunch of people dancing around, and I just want to see her sing. And anyway, so that's just me. So there's some good news for Dolly Parton fans, which we are going to focus upon right after these important words. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the 6-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com.
Praying for relief, but getting none. You want to start your life anew, you just don't know exactly how to find your opportunity and run. Run, run, and run some more. Here's the premises.
76 years old, her voice sounds the same as it did 40 years ago to me. This is from the new album. Says it's the, she said, some of the best work that she's ever done. It was a big fuss when she was nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She said, I'm not a rock and roller. Give the place to somebody else. And then everybody...
She even apologized. She was saying she wasn't trying to be controversial or cause a ruckus or anything. She just felt like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducts members who have dedicated their careers to rock and roll, and she didn't consider herself a rock star, and the ballots had already gone out for people to vote, so they were like, no, you can't back out of this.
Right.
Right. People are
She is a rock star. She's a rock star.
How cool is that? That she's like, you know what? Since I'm inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, then I need to become
a rock star.
My next album is going to be fully rock.
And there it is. The assessments that are coming in from her fans and from her, she says it's great work. And she says it's different. I want it to be good. Carl Dean, who is her husband, 56 years, is a rock and roll lover. She says he's praying for me, I think. I guess he's hoping I can pull it off. She can pull off anything. Anything. And I don't mean to be discouraging for those who may want to watch that special or see it over again. I just didn't think it was her best. I think she's best when she's being Dolly and there's nobody around to distract from her. So anyway, this album isn't going to come out, I guess, until early next year. Is that right?
Seems the fall.
Next fall, really?
Yeah,
a year from
fall,
now.
Yeah, and she performed, what was it? She wrote a song specifically for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame celebration, the induction celebration, called Rockin'. And she performed that. That one will be on the album, but it's going to be some originals, some collaborations, and covers.
Yeah, that'll be good. She says her New Year's resolution is to try to make as much of life happen and get rid of color and religion and all those things in our discussion. Getting good songs to sort of put people together. Good for her. It's 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congress is looking at legislation later this week that would scrap the Pentagon's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for military service members. A rollback of the policy could be included in the National Defense Authorization Act, which is set to be released today. Residents of Moore County in central North Carolina faced the second night of freezing weather without power on Sunday after vandals opened fire on 2 electric substations. Tuesday's Georgia Senate runoff will be close, and the final Senate seat will be determined. Senator Raphael Warnock, the incumbent and Democrat from Georgia, is promoting lower drug costs for all Georgians. Republican Herschel Walker is pointing out the terrible economy and Warnock's willingness to support President Biden's overspending inflation. The U.S. soccer team's journey to the World Cup ended over the weekend with a loss to the Netherlands 3-1.
I'm super proud of the boys' performance today.
U.S. Captain Tyler Adams, USA Radio News.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is one of the few Elton John Christmas tunes that's around, right? That's good. We like this. Don't we like this? Yeah.
I do.
Crank it up, James, will you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The piano with a nice positive Christmas message. This is the Good Day program, December the 5th, Monday. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen with a thought that comes from one of the great musicians of all time. As a matter of fact, Elton John said, music is the great unifier, the great uniter, an incredible force, something that people who differ on everything and anything else have in common. Don't you think that really is true? Right? Mm-hmm. We can love good music, different kinds of music, and it doesn't, it's one of those things, one of the few things that don't get fouled up by the political realities of our life and times. Here's a neat story, a helpful fellow named Baker Ed, who revived a tradition of a village oven baking food for other people. He lives in a town about 14, 16, I don't know, 17,000 people or thereabouts. He's reviving an old tradition, an ancient tradition, to help his neighbors endure the high costs of energy. Apparently, thousands of years ago, societies built one oven in town. This is all over Europe. And everybody went there to bake their bread, to make their food, et cetera, et cetera. So this guy, he's known as Baker Ed, is offering to bake Christmas cakes for everybody who can't afford, for whatever the reason, the energy costs being what they are,
who don't want to be able to do it. For hours at a time.
Yeah. This is very good, right? Don't you think this is?
It is, yeah.
I'm going to tell you a story about, I think I've told you that I'm involved in a real estate development here in my town, building what we are calling an agrihood, which is a neighborhood built around a farm. And one of the things that we're going to do, there's a high ledge on the property, and we're going to put one of these cookers, a sort of village oven, up there on that plateau for people to bring the people who live in the village. We're creating a village they're going to entertain their family, or they have community gatherings up there. We're going to have a 2.5-acre garden, so things that come from the garden can be cooked up there. It'll be kind of a neat thing. And it's a play on the old idea of having a village oven. So this guy,
that's amazing.
Good for him. Yeah. But this is really cool. I think these are the sorts of things. We need to go back to community a little here. You know, not everybody doesn't have to get together. When I was a kid growing up here in this neighborhood, as a matter of fact, it happened across the street from where I am now, which is a Quaker meeting house at the moment, or it's been a Quaker meeting house for a number of years. But it started its life as a one-room schoolhouse for all the people that lived in this part of town. All of the first graders to the eighth graders went to school. As a matter of fact, the man that was my second father, who was born up the street in a house actually that I lived in with my family for 8.5 years after they retired and moved out, he grew up. His mother, I keep talking about him a lot because his mother was Louise Parker Mayo, one of the great suffragettes in American history. The 20th century brought us people like her, but she was very loud. And she's very forceful. So he grew up going to the school, and his father got together the horses and the buggies and the barges and would go around the neighborhood and pick everybody up and bring them to the school, to the one-room schoolhouse. And as that started, that became a family business, and they eventually, as did so many other farmers for a long, long time, they became the school bus operators in the communities, and the Mayo family, the Mayo farm, they were the people that provided school bus service, not only for this part of town, but eventually for the whole town, until it got too big for them to handle. But I love those stories, frankly, and it's part of the realization that we are all here together. We are. You know, we may differ, have different ideas, that's cool, but we are all here together to thrive and survive, hopefully. I wanted to ask you about a young lady named Kennedy Urick. Do you know who she is?
The name sounds familiar, but I can't point her.
Ken Urick apparently is the biggest thing on TikTok at the moment. She was a farm girl, grew up around the farm, and somehow or other she became an influencer based on mental health and wellness, self-care rituals, setting boundaries, and that sort of thing. So her TikTok stuff is all about the mantras that have worked for her, and other people apparently are taking to them, which is, in my mind, a testimony to how important people, maybe younger generations, are finding mental health management to be. I believe that it's very important to have mental health management. But she's 23 years old, and apparently it was like overnight. She went from nothing to over 1 million TikTok followers. She now has some clothing stuff that she's doing. Why is it everybody who gets famous wants to do boots or clothing or outerwear or something? What is there about that?
Good question. Or cosmetics.
Yeah, Right. What makes them? Well, anyway, but you don't know that much about this lady. I thought it was interesting.
No,
she's the biggest thing on
her.
TikTok right now. She talks about her hookups with men. She talks about pooping. Okay. Now that's probably as much as you need to know. But I find it interesting that people they. There's a security in life that we have, and we give it up when we go on social media. Because people then, and we seem to want to. I mean, I put on my Facebook page a lot of stuff about my family, pictures of us when we're all together, that kind of thing. I don't think that's overdoing it. Do you?
No, not at all.
What do you post most on social media?
I'm not on social media, only for work purposes.
All right, so...
The radio program. Well, because think about it, it's my job, and how many people want to? I want to put all the focus in the radio program, social media, and I don't really have that much time left over for my own.
Right. Okay. There you go. The thought for the day comes from Beatrice Wood. She writes, "My life is full of mistakes. They're like pebbles that make a good road." Aha. There you go. And that kind of relates to what we were talking about with regard to this lady who's the TikToker. We're going to have some excellent advice and some interesting thoughts dealing with your own psychic abilities. Psychic Mary O'Malley joins us after these words here on Good Day.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
44 after the hour on the Good Day program, Monday, December the 5th, the first Monday in December. What better time to think about your... I'm being a little facetious here. It's always a good time, as I have said. It seems today, Jay, I've been talking more about mental health and stability and that sort of thing. It's kind of been a sub-theme, a subplot to the program. Joining us now, somebody going to help a whole lot with that. Psychic Mary O'Malley is here, the Soul Scout. And the thought at this time of year, when people who grew up on things like Santa Claus and want to still believe in Santa Claus, there are some people who think that Jesus was like Santa Claus, a figment of somebody's imagination. And whether or not Santa Claus is real or Jesus is real or and a lot of other things that we put into our head, real or imagination, is that the question? Or is it about what you really believe? And do you get your beliefs? A lot of people who are connected to spiritual stuff, I feel very strongly about a lot of the messages that you put forth, Mary. And so, What is it? Is it real that Santa Claus existed and Jesus existed, or is it just my imagination?
Does it matter?
Hooray!
You know, that's the real question. I think we all appreciate a little magic in our lives.
Yes.
The idea that we're not alone and somebody else there cares about us. So I think that's more important to have some faith in something. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the thought of Santa Claus. I just love it, you know.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Well, it brings people together. It brings this time of year, I say this all the time, I don't really care about holidays much. Birthdays and Christmas, that's it for me. I think they're sacred. And one of the reasons I like Christmas so much is that it brings out good feelings, and it seems not only is it Christmas, but when you get right down to it, I think there, Jay, what are we? There are 14 different religious holidays from now until
many.
Like the first. So when you say happy holidays to people, it's not offensive. You know, Merry Christmas if you want to. But at any rate, these things are there, and they is it because we feel good that we see more or sense more, do you think?
I think it's the time of year, you know. Winter can be, you know, very dark and distressing.
Yeah.
And so throwing a whole bunch of holidays in there is a very good idea to keep people from being isolated and having something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sharing of meals and sharing of food, you know, as winter food stores go down. And of course on, you know, the winter solstice, we celebrate basically the return of the sun.
Yep.
So the days are going to, you know, the daylight starting to get longer. And so there's a lot of things to celebrate coming out of the dark into the light.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
really.
It makes sense.
A new beginnings, the new year. I've told you any number of times, and I've said it on the air, I don't like the fall, the late fall and the early winter, because it's my birthday and it means, okay, there's another year there. But more, I had lousy Christmases as a kid, so Christmas didn't mean, and it took a lady that came into my life about 10 years ago to change my feelings. And since then, even though she's not still around, I still feel that, and you see it in the children, my two grandchildren. You see it in your grandkids too, right? That's where it
right.
is.
Well, not quite old enough, but yeah, they feel it.
Oh, yeah. Right. So, anyway, the idea of having a connection to a good psychic, a medium, if you will, an intuitive coach, that's what Mary is all about. And if you would like to have, maybe this is a good present to give somebody for the new year, somebody you care about who wants some clarity and have, this is very, Mary's very folksy, but she's very poignant. And I will tell you from my own experiences, she's about as accurate as anybody I've ever come across. So how do we find, we can go to soulscout.net, right? Psychicscout.com.
Yeah, it would be thesoulscout.net.
The soulscout.net. The. T-H-E-S-O-U-L-S-C-O-U-T. So I get an A in spelling anyway. All right. The soulscout.net. Do yourself a favor, or perhaps somebody you love, give them a reading with Mary. It'll be much, much, much to their advantage. Mary, Happy New Year if I don't talk to you, and Merry Christmas. It's 10 before the hour.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about a Govix,
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with the Gofix. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This sounds like a play on a theme, a television theme. Yes? Am I right? Chuck Curry is here. Is that what this is?
That was one of the more popular nighttime soaps back in the late 70s, 80s. They actually ran to 93. It's called Knot's Landing. I was a big
It was a
spin-off show of the very popular Dallas, which is on which aired on CBS. They took JR's brother, Gary, played by Ted Shackelford, spun him off into his own show. We married Joan Van Ark, and then Michelle Lee, and ultimately Kevin Dobson, and Donna Mills also starred in that show. I was a big fan. But I played that because I didn't have a lot to talk about today, but I noticed that this day in TV history, December 5th, 1981, Falcon Crest premiered on CBS. So you had Dallas, Knot's Landing, Falcon Crest, all on CBS, and then Dynasty on ABC, ruling the TV airwaves.
So
they all long-running shows, too. They lasted a long time, 9, 10, 12 years, all those shows.
Yeah. Yep. All right, I went to the movies and saw The Fabelmans over the weekend. Cool. I was quite taken by it. Have you seen it yet?
I have not. Well, here's the deal. It's only on, like, 600 screens.
Yeah.
They try to sort of, like, midnight, what they call platforming it. It has not caught on. Which is a sign of the times. It's dropped off like 45% weekend number two.
Theater was full.
Week old. And tell me what you thought.
It's playing four times a day. The theater, I went on Saturday night to the, I think it was the 7 o'clock show. The theater was full, and people were fascinated. I love the story, frankly. It's a Michelle Phillips or Michelle Williams. Which Michelle is it?
Yep.
Michelle Williams. Very good as the mother. And it was, I liked
it a lot. For people who don't know, it's an autobiographical on the life of Steven Spielberg. He directed it. It's about his childhood, correct?
Yes, it is, right.
What did you learn?
A lot about him being bullied as a child,
really, okay.
Amongst other things, yeah, and how focused he was, how unhappy his home life was, you know, stuff like that, and how that sent him into a direction that created his interest, as is the case with a lot of us. You start something when you're young, and you stay with it through your life, and that's what happened with him.
I'm assuming it presents his parents' divorce in a heavy way, right?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Which obviously,
and Seth Rogen,
Spielberg films, E.T., Close Encounters, all these movies deal with the broken marriages.
Yeah.
Amongst, you know, fantasy films, which I always found extremely interesting. But that point in his life affected him greatly. So we
put
that in
right.
the movies.
I also went to see the movie The Inspection. Very disappointing.
I've heard of it.
I didn't like it. It's a story about a black guy from the ghetto. There were a guy that looks, there's a familiar black actor in it, but I can't remember his name. The kid who is the main throw of the movie. In my mind, there's too much emphasis on gay. There's just way too much gay stuff around today. Like it's being shoved down our throat. Pardon the pun. But the business of all, everything has to have, or too much has to. I mean, I get it, and I'm accepting of it 100% completely. It's none of my business and nobody else's business. But when the world of entertainment gets so focused on this stuff, I mean, look at the number of gay characters and lesbians that are on television. Again, I have no problem with it, but I just think it's being overdone. It's kind of like Black Lives Matter. It's now overdone. I got it already. We need to pay attention to the life and the lifestyle, respect it. I'm all for that. But I think we just have gotten to the point where there's so much of this that it becomes dull. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. So, anyway, having said that, that's my review.
Box office totals, Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever, 17.6, and weekend number 4, $393 million, solid, about $750 million worldwide. Violent Night, David Harbour's take on a Die Hard meets Home Alone type Santa. Well, we did actually well. This is good news for the industry, I think. 13.3 million. It's tracking around 10, so it blew past that expectation. They're already talking a sequel. Let's see if it has legs going forward. Mm-hmm. Disney's Strange World. This movie bombed just 25 million in 2 weeks, so for a very expensive number of about 150.
What is that movie about? What's it about?
I don't know. It's an animated movie. I don't know. Story.
Too much of that, too, around.
I'm not the biggest
too much
of animation,
it.
I got to tell you.
Yeah, me
I
either.
I love to see real people on the big screen. So,
all right.
Like I said, The Fableman's 1.2 million, so struggled.
Too bad. It's a good movie. Anybody that appreciates... you should go see it. It's a good movie. 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.